Welcome back to the Armour Men's Health Hour with Dr. Mystery and Donna Lee.
Welcome back to the Armour Men's Health Hour. I'm Dr. Mystery with my co-host, Donna Lee.
Hi, welcome back, everybody.
And as a special treat here on our second segment, we welcome back our one of our favorite patients, Mike, who's going to, again, talk about his experience with prostate cancer, his experience going through the radical prostatectomy, and kind of what are some of the thoughts and concerns that he had after his diagnosis. So let's welcome back Mike. Hey, Mike, thanks a lot for joining us again, buddy.
No problem.
So after we did the prostate biopsy on you for your PSA of 4, you were diagnosed with a prostate cancer that I felt was more life-threatening than one that we could ignore in somebody as young as you are. Why don't you tell me, and it's maybe hard to remember, what were some of the initial concerns and worries that were going through your head when you were first diagnosed?
Well, obviously death, you know, and then leaving my family because I have young kids, and I just wanted to make sure that I was here for them. But number two was having a strong sexual activity life afterwards. I mean, I'm still a young guy. I consider myself pretty, you know, virile when it comes to certain things, and I wanted to be able to perform. So one of the conversations you and I had was, hey, what is going to be my moment? What is going to be my situation to the point of, am I going to be able to perform? And you're like, I'm going to do everything I possibly can. I can't make any promises because of the way that the surgery was going to take place, what was going on. I was like, well, hold up, man. Let's think about this. But then it got back to the reality of my kids and my family and making sure that I was around for that. And I'm going to be 100% honest with you. I think you did an amazing job. Things happened a lot quicker than expected. I was pretty happy with it.
And so, you know, when we talked about treatment options for you, because of your age, I pushed the radical prostatectomy pretty hard. But we also gave you options like radiation and HIFU and even watchful waiting as an option. But I think that because of how young you are, how aggressive your disease was, we really tried to make a push for surgical intervention. Are there any kind of tips that you could give me on how best to communicate things to patients when I really feel like surgery is in their best interest, even if they're really scared of going through it?
To me, the best way to go about things, honesty is the best policy. Just be honest with what's going on. And fortunately for you and I, definitely for me and you had a relationship, you and I had a relationship where I didn't take your brutal honesty as someone that's trying to hurt me, so to speak. You were trying to be honest with the repercussions of everything that was going to happen, the possibility of certain things happening, where we needed to be as far as, hey, I need you to drop weight. I need you to make sure that you are doing things, eating properly, so when the time for the surgery came, I could be further along, or whoever. I'm speaking from personal experience. Whoever is having to deal with this, you can do more by helping be preventative with the maintenance that you had to do.
And then we ultimately did a Da Vinci robot-assisted radical prostatectomy for you. We were able to do a bilateral nerve sparing, which is the technique that's used to maintain your erections. We then put you on a program of penile and erectile rehab. But the other part of it is urinary incontinence, leaking when you're coughing, sneezing. And a lot of people, you know, they kind of put that on the back burner. Maybe you could share with us if that leakage was a real problem, if it continues to be a problem, and kind of how you are dealing with it.
Well, the one thing about that leakage is it's never going to go away. Women always talk about when they have birth that, hey, I don't want to hear it. Like, I was complaining about it early. And women were like, hey, get used to it. You're going to have it forever because of this, that, and the other. And it's because of what they've gone through with childbirth. And that's what it felt like to me at times, childbirth. But as things happen, I've continued to do therapy. I had a program before. I was doing therapy going into the surgery. And then after the surgery, I had to do more therapy. And there's still exercises that I'm having to do now. I mean, it's going to be there. So don't think that you're going to be 100% where you can't have to worry about it. That's not going to happen. The thing that's going to happen is you're going to continue to have to work at it. And it's, I'm going to be honest with you. At times it was very, very frustrating. And I would call and you would be like, hey, dude, you're like 2 weeks out of the surgery. You're like 3 weeks out. Relax, man. It was just because of my job and my activities and where I'm going and the things that I have going on, I was just more frustrated with the other parts of it instead of saying, hey, man, I'm clean. I'm good to go. Let's just make sure that we're okay. And as time went on, things progressed really, really well. So I can't tell you how happy I am with what's happened and where I'm at. And I get to wake up every morning and look at my kids and be happy about everything.
Well, Mike, you know, you were a former professional athlete. You performed, you always expected a lot of yourself. And I think that for people who are like that, people who are physically fit, people who are young, people who have accomplished a lot in their lives, for them dealing with a potentially mortal illness, I think it can be an incredible hit both physically and psychologically. And I think that you did wonderful. You followed the instructions and you really reaped a lot of the rewards of that diligence.
I appreciate it. And again, you and your staff, you made my job, you made this whole process very, very easy because you were always communicating with me. You let me know what to expect. Even though I didn't like some of the information I was getting, you gave it to me, and I was really excited about it all, and I was glad to see that this is what happened because I'm happy with what's turned out.
Well, Mike, thanks a lot for sharing your experience with us and our listeners. You still remain one of my really good friends and just somebody who, you know, I remain committed to your continued health. So thanks a lot for your time today.
No, I appreciate you, and thank you so much.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, Mike. Many thanks to our patient, Mike, who many of you may have recognized the voice, but I wanted to make sure I kept some anonymity for him.
Yeah.
You know, this this idea of early diagnosis of prostate cancer, being aggressive when appropriate, something that we take really seriously. He alluded to several of the things that I take really to heart, which is I want to make sure that you're ready for confronting your diagnosis of prostate cancer. And that goes beyond just simply giving you a diagnosis and treatment options. No matter what treatment option you pick, I tell people that they're going to remain my patient forever. We want to make sure that you're healthy from a diet and nutrition standpoint. We want to make sure that biomechanically you're fully intact. And when it comes to your erectile rehab, that's something that we take really seriously as well. And so for those of you that have been diagnosed with prostate cancer, whether it be something that was localized, something that was felt to be able to be just watched, something that was, recommended that you go radiation or radical prostatectomy. If you want to get a second opinion, it's something that is absolutely my pleasure to give you. It's a free telemedicine second opinion. Call our office, get us by email, and we'll gather some of your information from your doctor. Those of you listening on the podcast, if you live in another city, we have patients coming from all over the country. We have patients that we give advice to all throughout the year on their prostate cancer diagnosis. Getting a second opinion is not an insult to your doctor. It's a gift to yourself to get the information that you need so that you're able to make decisions that are best for you. If you have a strong family history of prostate cancer, if you're African American, I definitely recommend getting your PSA checked, getting your prostate checked early as 45 years old. Certainly all men at 50 years of age or older should get their prostate screened for prostate cancer. I can't emphasize enough how important it is to have that knowledge and to have that strength behind you so that you can make the best decisions. Donna, it was a great, great segment.
It was a great segment. Let's back it up just a little bit. It's not, I don't want anybody to be scared to, I have to get my prostate checked. Start with the blood tests. Just go get your PSA checked, right, Dr. Mystery? Start with the easy blood test. There's no invasive procedure, but
I call it the urologist handshake.
Okay. Okay, well, there's that after the blood test. But yeah, that was a great segment.
Donna, you want to tell people how to get a hold of us?
Yep. If you have any questions about this segment or anything else, call us during the week at 512-238-0762. You can ask for me. You can also email us anytime at armormenshealth@gmail.com. That's armormenshealth@gmail.com. You can ask any question you'd like. We'll be happy to answer them directly and on air. And our website is armormenshealth.com. And thank you so much.
Dr. Mystery wants to hear from you. Email questions to armormenshealth@gmail.com. We'll be right back with the Armor Men's Health Hour.